Welcome back to DeedNB College. In this lesson, we're turning a plain warehouse-style intro into something that feels alive, modern in its punch, and still carrying that vintage soul that hints at old jungle, early rollers, and gritty UK dancefloor energy. The goal here is not to build a huge wash of sound, it's to shape a loop, stad, atmos pad, or sample texture, so it evolves across the intro without losing its identity or muddying the low end. That's the real game in drama and bass. The intro has to create tension, establish mood, and still leave enough space for the DJ to mix the next tune, all while the track is already moving at 174 BPM and beyond. A strong warehouse intro feels like a dark room slowly waking up. It has weight, it has motion, and it has attitude, but it's controlled. That balance is what makes it work. Start with a source that already suggests a warehouse mood. You want something with character right away. A minor key stab, a short chord hit, a gritty sample, and a tuned synth brass or a break-derived texture can all work. In Ableton Live 12, you can begin with wavy-able, analog or a simpler loaded sample. The sound doesn't need to be huge yet. It just needs to have enough personality to survive modulation. Why this works in DNB is simple. Warehouse intros feel powerful, because they sound like fragments of a larger world. If the source already has a slightly industrial, worn, or old-school quality, you've got something real to shape instead of forcing character out of a bland preset. So first, ask yourself, does this sound suggest space, grit, or tension? And if you mute the drums, does it still feel like it belongs in a dark club track? Before you do anything fancy, strip out the low end. Put EQ8 first in the chain and high-pass the intro element so it stays out of the kick and sub-lane. A starting point between 120 and 250 HE is usually sensible, depending on the source. If it's just a texture or stab, you can go higher. If it needs a bit more body, keep some chest, but be disciplined. If the sound is wide, check it with utility and narrow the core if the low mids feel messy. A lot of intermediate producers miss this part and end up building a huge intro that makes the drop feel smaller. In DNB, the low end is sacred. Protect it early. Here's a useful check. If the sound changes dramatically when you switch it to mono, the lower part of it is probably doing too much. Clean that up before you start automating movement. Now bring an auto filter. This is where the intro starts to breathe. Use a low pass or band pass shape depending on the source, and start fairly closed. Then open it over 8 or 16 bars. You can do a slow linear rise across the whole section, or step it up in chunks every 4 bars so it feels like the room is waking up in phases. For a more vintage soul feel, add a little resonance, but keep it under control. Too much resonance and the intro starts whistling and fighting the snare and upper midrange. You want tension, not irritation. What to listen for here? Does the filter opening make the groove feel like it's moving forward, or does it just reveal harshness and fizz? If it gets sharp too early, start lower and open more gradually. Let the tension arrive in layers. If the sound still feels too static, modulate one main thing instead of everything. That's a big one. Don't turn the intro into unstable soup. In Ableton, subtle movement on filter cutoff, wavy-able position, or a tiny amount of pitch drift can do a lot. The magic is in restraint. For a modern warehouse feel, think of movement that you feel more than clearly hear. A tiny wobble, a slow swell, a gentle drift. For a more vintage or jungle-influenced flavor, a touch of instability is great. Slight warble, subtle sample start variation, or tiny timing irregularity can give the sound that old, worn edge without making it messy. This is one of those good judgment calls. If the track is deep, rolling, or neurodub leaning, go for slow continuous movement. If you want more swing, urgency, and human grit, use stepped or rhythmic modulation. Both are valid. Just choose the one that supports the track's personality. Next, shape the groove. If your intro is MIDI-based, note length and placement matter a lot at DNB tempo. Shortening a stab by a few ticks can make room for the snare and ghost break details. Lengthening it a touch can make it feel more haunting and sustained. Try two classic phrasing approaches. One is offbeat stab placement, where hits sit on the end of the beat and leave room for the kick and snare grid. The other is call and response phrasing, where one hit answers another every bar or every 2 bars. That works really well in warehouse intros, because it feels like a loop already in motion before the drums fully arrive. What to listen for when you test it with drums? Can you still hear the snare clearly? Does the intro support the groove, or is it stepping on it? If the snare attack starts disappearing, shorten the notes or pull down some upper mid energy. Now add grit and density with stock Ableton processing. A solid chain for this kind of sound is EQ8, saturator, auto filter, then either chorus ensemble or echo, and finally utility. Saturator is your best friend here for weight and attitude. A modest drive amount, maybe 1 to 4 dB, with soft clip-on, is often enough to make the sound feel more physical without flattening it. If you want more vintage soul, a short dark echo can be perfect. Keep feedback low and the repeats darker than the dry signal. That gives you room character rather than a flashy delay effect. You want the sense of an industrial space, not a dub wash that smears the groove. If you want more modern punch, use chorus ensemble sparingly and only above the low mids. That gives width and sheen without weakening the center. The core should still hit. The sides can decorate it. What to listen for here? Does the texture feel denser and more expensive, or just more distorted? Can you still read the rhythm after saturation? If the answer is no, back off the drive or clean up the mud around 200 to 500 HC with EQ. Once the movement feels right, print it to audio. This is a big workflow move. Stop endlessly tweaking and commit the strongest version. Freeze and flatten, resample, or record the output. Once it's audio, you can chop the first bar, reverse a tail, duplicate a strong moment, or remove weak sections that slow the energy. This is where the part starts becoming an arrangement tool instead of a loop you keep petting forever. Now think about the arrangement in 4-bar units. Warehouse intros work best when each phrase has a job. The first 4 bars can be darker and narrower. The next 4 can bring in more mids and a little more stereo detail. The next 4 can sharpen the transient edge and rhythm. The final 4 can be the widest, brightest, most open point before you pull back for the drop. That final pullback matters. Sometimes the hardest drop comes after the intro gets a little simpler, not more crowded. A brief reduction in width or a stripping away of one layer can make the drop land much harder. If this track needs to work in a DJ mix, keep the final 8 bars stable enough to blend. Don't overdo the brightness too early. The intro should create pressure, not exhaust it. Now bring in the drums and bass and judge the sound in context. This is the real test. The intro should sit around the drum pattern, not on top of it. You've got 2 valid choices here. One is a foreground intro, where the texture has real identity and a strong rhythmic role. The other is a background tension layer, darker and quieter, mainly there to support the drums and lead into the drop. Choose the foreground option if the track needs a memorable opening statement. Choose the background option if the bassline, break, or vocal hook is the main event. Listen carefully for the snare transient staying clear, the kick staying punchy, the bass entering with more impact than the intro, and the whole thing still making sense in mono. If the intro disappears, don't just turn it up. Try adding a little upper mid presence around 1.5 to 4 kHC. If it dominates too much, reduce width or cut some 200 to 400 HC before lowering the level. And always check mono. A warehouse intro can sound huge in stereo and then fall apart on systems if the core isn't solid. Keep the main body centered or mostly centered, and let stereo effects live higher up. That's how you get weight that translates. A really useful mindset here is restraint first, motion second. A lot of producers try to turn the intro into a second drop build. Too much sweep, too much width, too much activity, and suddenly the section loses that heavyweight warehouse feeling. In DNB, the intro should suggest pressure, not spend it all before the drop. If you want more old jungle soul, introduce slight instability in the repeat. Tiny changes in decay, start point, or filter opening every 4 bars can bring the thing to life without making it messy. If you want more modern punch, keep the core stable and let the outer layers move. A strong little upgrade is to create 2 printed passes, one darker and more restrained, and one more open and urgent. That gives you arrangement options later. The restrained version might suit the first breakdown. The brighter version might be perfect for the final pre-drop or the second drop lead-in. Here's a simple practice move to lock this in. Build 2 versions from the same source using only stock Ableton devices. Keep both below 250 Hz. Make one version darker, tighter, and more reserved. Make the other version more open and urgent, but still clean and mono-safe. If you can tell them apart after 10 seconds, and both still leave space for the snare and bass, you've nailed the concept. So to recap, choose a source with character, strip the low end, create motion with one main modulation move, shape the rhythm in 4-bar phrases, adjust enough grit and density, then print it and test it against the drums and bass. Keep the intro breathing with the track, not fighting it. Preserve identity first, then add movement. That's how you get a warehouse intro that feels modern, vintage, and ready for the dance floor. Now go build the 16-bar version, then push yourself further and make 2 variations from the same sound, one darker and more restrained, one more open and urgent. Print both, test both in mono, and pick the one that makes the drop feel bigger. That's the real win.